From NPR Music and WDAV Classical Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with NPR World of Opera. This is the kind of thing that often comes to mind when we think of nationalistic music, John Philip Sousa's patriotic march, The Stars and Stripes Forever. But when it comes to music, there's more to nationalism than rousing marches and fervent anthems. There's plenty of music that, for reasons hard to pin down, simply seems steeped in the culture and spirit of its home country. This expansive music is from the Second Symphony by Walter Piston. It's far from a homegrown staple in America's concert halls, yet there's no mistaking its national origins. Whether it's the music's wide-open tonal structure or the sudden bluesy turns of its harmonies, there's something undeniably American about it. And there are similar, unmistakable national characteristics in music from many other countries as well. This quiet dance melody is emblematic of another culture which has spawned a lasting and unique musical legacy. It's by Bedrich Smetana, a composer whose work arguably did more than any other to establish the musical traditions of the nation now known as the Czech Republic. Smetana is known to much of the world as the composer of the Moldau, the famous tone poem from his great orchestral suite called My Country. But Smetana's operas are what truly established his reputation at home. They're sometimes regarded as a sort of Czech operatic canon. And one of them has also joined the standard rep worldwide, the brilliant comedy, The Bartered Bride. Smetana's The Bartered Bride has been called the quintessential Czech opera, and it's also among the most popular of all operatic comedies. On this edition of World of Opera, it comes to us from the National Theater in the Czech capital of Prague, in a production led by conductor Ondřej Lenard.